Thank you, Moya. To God be the glory. I want us to sing a psalm together, Psalm 86, verses 10, 11, and 12. For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Father, we thank you for our gathering together today. I ask you, Lord, to speak to us. Lord, I'm just a vessel in your hand. Use me the way you choose to do. I bless us together. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, choir. Praise the Lord. I have something to share with you today. It's from book of Acts 13, 22. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, verse 22. And a man after God's own heart. That is the title of today's exhortation and teaching. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Who shall fulfill all my will. This morning, what the Lord is saying through this scripture, or what I'm going to share with you, is for every one of us. Because God used these people as an example for us in our own generation. That we will not make the same mistake they made, but we will follow the good examples. Now, a man after God's own heart. My own child even used that scripture for me during my 67th birthday. Yesterday, I called her up. I said, well, how did you come about that one? And she's our last born. He said that she doesn't really know much about me because she was 3 when I left Nigeria. And she said some things. And those are the things that the Lord laid in my heart to share with you. Because several weeks ago, I was supposed to share this with you, but I went to something else. But a man after God's own heart. It's a man who will trust God absolutely. And David was that type. David was obedient to God. So obedience is very, very important. And forgiveness. He was good in forgiving people. He forgives Saul over and over again. Even when the opportunity was available for him to finish Saul. And the opportunity came the second time. David spared King Saul. Faithfulness toward God. True love for his own people. David was a good shepherd indeed. Physically, he did not allow the animal, wild animal to take any of the flock. The same thing he did for his own nation. And David was that type who would not pay back evil for evil. According to Romans chapter 12, verse 17 through 19. Please, can we put it up, please? A man after God's own heart. So my question to you this morning, are you a man after God's own heart? A woman after God's own heart? You check yourself. If it's not working, go back to God. And God will fix it. Because God is changing us from glory to glory. From glory to glory. Metamorpho. God is changing us. Praise the Lord. Are you following me thus far? So the Psalms that David wrote, most of them reveal that David had passion toward his own God. So we can write poems too. We can write Psalms towards our Heavenly Father. The question that came when I was meditating on this subject was, is that if God asks to write a book on yourself, is it the only good things you will write? That what we can read some certain things in the Bible today, they were both bad and good. The report we will see about David, one was really terrible, but he cried for forgiveness. But when it came to that of Saul, Saul was blaming his own people. He did not blame himself. He did not even repent. So let's go deeper. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 30. I want you to see verse 1. The Amalekites invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Verse 4 of 1 Samuel 30, chapter 30, verse 4. Then David, the people that were with him, lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. I want you to think about that situation. What did David do? See verse 6. The Bible said he encouraged himself in the Lord. Let's read it. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. When you come face to face with some situation, what do you do? A situation you know that it's only God that can fix it for you. The government cannot fix it. Not 911. To not work that time. Only God. What will you do? Encourage yourself in the Lord. The promises that are there in the Bible says they are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. For you and for me. Those promises is to encourage us, to help us to know that God will never abandon you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to see chapter 30, verse 7 through 8. These are things we need to check out in the life of David, because I know I shared something before about the man, David, about Goliath and so on and so forth. I'm not going to that area today. There are things I want us to check. In chapter 30, verse 7 through 8, it says, "And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop?" People who came and took their wives and their children and so on and so forth. I want you to remember this word, inquired. We still need to seek the Lord. I was thinking, I said, what happened to us in the 70s? We will leave our home and go to the mountain and be there for days seeking the face of the Lord. So how come we are not doing much of it again? Because we're hungry for God. That was one of the things that this child told me. He said, "I know you are hungry for God, someone who pursues after God." It's not easy for the flesh to pursue after God, to deny yourself of food and be drinking water so that you might resemble Jesus Christ. It's not cheap for the body. Inquire. Require and inquire. Inquire from the Lord whether to go forth or not to go. Concerning life partner, young men, young girls, ask God concerning whom to marry. Because there are friendly friends in the city, in the school, as classmates who are interested in you. They are telling you sweet nothings. Don't believe what they are saying to you. Go to God who knows them. There are some who are snakes. There are some who are crocodiles. There are some who are tigers. And there are some who are sheep. You don't know them. You see somebody handsome? Do you know what he's made of? You don't know. That is why you should inquire. Hallelujah. Are you here? Don't jump into relationship. Seek the face of God. My wife is here. She will tell you. Hallelujah. I'll digress a little. Because had it been I married somebody wrong when I was away from Nigeria, I was over here for a number of years. If it was somebody I picked up from the bar, after 1 month, no, bye-bye. Now you know. You know somewhere, even say, probably your husband is even married to somebody else over here now. But she waited patiently. God gave her the grace to help to raise up those children. Because we made up our mind that we will not leave our children to anybody. Because you don't know what they will go through when you are not there. And those children may not even forgive you. And we'll change their character because of what they are receiving or punishment they are receiving. It's not that we will not punish our children. I remember I was a woman by the name, we call her Mommy, Mama Obamoyi. She told me one day, say, "Pastor, if you wait till your children are 5 years old before you start disciplining them, it's already too late." That was a wisdom that the woman gave to me. And really, that thing works. I see children in the stores today. You see them, the way they behave. "Mama, buy me this. Buy me this." That is not good. Now, if children are behaving, I would tell them, next time you are not coming to store with me. You stay alone in the house. If you treat them well, they will behave well. Isn't it? Yeah. Hallelujah. Because you are going to see in the life of David and the life of Eli, the life of Samuel, the great prophet, What happened to his sons? It's painful. It's happening with pastors, ministers today. Their children will just go to the war, but they are working for God. Is it possible to lose our children for the world while we are working for God? Yes, possible. It has happened to so many. But we need to seek the face of God for our children. Pray for them. Hallelujah. Pray for them. I want us to pray a prayer upon now concerning our children. Say, oh God, drive out of the lives of our children unfriendly friend in the name of Jesus. Unfriendly friends, be gone in the name of Jesus. Amen. Because when they are following unfriendly friends or bad influence, remember what the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 15, verse 33. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. And you are training your own children in the house, the different training they are receiving in the school is different. And it's making them to misbehave. When they see you, they will start trying to play. They are seen very good children. Not knowing something is already going on. You can check their phone. See the type of test they are receiving. There was a school I wanted to start. It was my classmate who was the principal of that school when I went to Nigeria. That was Niger College. A classmate of mine was still a teacher. They said, the problem they are facing in that school is this. While they are teaching, children, they are looking at their phone, checking all the pornographic stuff. Check the phone of your children. God gave them to you to train them for Him. Amen? Are you still here? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. There was something that the brothers and the sister used to tell at Jubilee. Say, this thing you are doing, you cannot do it when daddy is here. We are going to call daddy. She would be begging them. Because after that woman told me that thing, I make sure I discipline them. Because my father disciplined me. As a teacher, oh my, he used the cane seriously on me. And that was good. If you spare the rod, you spoil the child. I used to work with the inmates. Doctors, they would be in the jail. Why? Because of something. Some were policemen in the jail. If we train them well, they will not be there. If you want the government to train your children for you, they will help you to kill your children. God forbid. Do you know the key them? If you don't know today, they don't say all those things out. When it because they discover that person is becoming too much for them, they don't know what to do. But the jail and the prison is one for our children's training. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, let me hurry. Inquire. And if you go to 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1, it said David inquired. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 19, Bible says again, David inquired. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 23, and when David inquired of the Lord, it was a lifestyle for David to make sure he will hear from God before doing something. Let that be our lifestyle. Make sure you hear from God. Don't do something because others are doing it. Don't imitate others. When I came to this nation, I made up my mind. I said, I will not imitate anybody. All those competition that I see with people, I hate it. It's not for me. I want to live the way God wants me to live. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus. Now, I'm not preaching about myself, but I will point this one out. I remember, because I did not go to school, when I came here, I said, Lord, I want to go to school. I started seeking the face of the Lord. Do you know what he said? He said, he that put his hand upon the plow and looketh back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Because he has already told me before, I brought you here for a mission, not for school. Hallelujah. If I suffer, it is because I did not know what to do. Do you know God has made a way for me? Money is not a problem. Last time he took me to the throne, I saw the altar. It was made of gold. I was looking at the size of the gold on the altar. The Lord was trying to remind me that I don't have a problem taking care of you. But what do God want me to do? He want me to believe in. If you can find a promise in the Bible and you can believe that promise, God will see to it that it will come true in your life. Hallelujah. If God asks you to build this place, he's not going to give you some dollars and you'll bring a trailer and load it in your house so that you can build it. No. He wants you to believe him. He will be bringing people to help you to build the place. The same thing concerning all the things you are doing. Trust God. While we were praying yesterday, I saw a gate opening and one closing. A name was given to me. Smith is the name. If you are listening to me, that gate that is closed, don't worry. God is opening another one for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I need to hurry. Are you still following me? Oh, I really spent much time in that one. Okay. Eli, the high priest, there was something that happened. The children were so vile, immoral. Vile, morally despicable. Speak English. And abhorrent. It was too bad what they were doing, sleeping with women that were coming for sacrifice. And God was not happy. And God spoke to Samuel as a boy what he was going to do. And Eli made inquiry and he told Eli. Eli said, well, it's God, let him do what he needs to do. Now, Eli is supposed to cry unto God and seek his face. I believe God would have showed him what to do. He just dismissed it like that. And those children died like that. They perished. That is Hophni and Phinehas. Let me jump to Prophet Samuel. This is the real thing I want to share with you. Samuel was dropped in Eli's house as a boy. No father, no mother, no brother, no sister. He was just alone. And those Eli's children were wayward. How come Samuel did not copy them? It's a question we need to ask ourselves. How come he did not copy them? And he was a good prophet and a good priest. But there's something about his own sons too, Joel and Abia. It was not good. I pray it will not be so in our lives. In the name of Lord Jesus. After working for God, you will lose your children? No. Our children, they will make heaven. Either they like it or not. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Because God said, I will save you and your household. Don't let go. Give no topography to the devil concerning your children. Amen. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. Amen. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. I want us to read a scripture. This is 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 35. Are you still here? You still following me? 1 Samuel. Chapter 2, please. Okay, verse 35. And I will raise up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in my heart and in my mind. And I will build him a sure house. He shall walk before me, before my anointed forever. It was referring to Samuel. Because Eli is completely done. And because what his children were doing, he did not intervene. And he said, what I'm hearing about you people is not good. If there's a scripture concerning that, let me read it for you. Praise the Lord. This is 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 22 to 30. My time is running fast. Let me quickly look at some, point out something for you to see here. Because the days are evil. You can see what is happening in America today. It's a manifesto that the lecturers have been using since the 80s, Karl Marx. They are teaching our own children in the universities. Now they are displaying them in the streets today. I heard a testimony from someone who differed from KGB. He said, this thing cannot be reversed. We are going to pray. We'll reverse it. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. He said, because the Russians promise that they are not going to throw bomb, but they are going to use American children to bring down this nation. We forbid it in the name of Jesus. That will not happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said we'll read the scripture. Oh, it's already there. Now Eli was very old. I heard all that his sons did unto all Israel. And how they lay with women that assembled and at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. The next verse, please. Verse 23. And he said unto them, why do you such things? For I hear of your evil dealings by all these people. Nay, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear. Ye make the Lord's people to transgress. Next verse. If any man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the law, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father, because the law will slay them. Before the thing graduated to that stage, where was your father? Were busy offering sacrifice. And God was taking good care of the priests and the family, but they were doing something that was not pleasant in the sight of the Lord. And now, if we switch to Samuel, Prophet Samuel, God gave a word concerning Samuel, 1 Samuel 2:26. And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. And there came a man of God unto Eli and said unto him, thus says the Lord, did I not plainly appear unto the house of thy father when they were in Egypt, in Pharaoh's house? That was Aaron, the Levite's family. And did I choose him out of the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon my altar burnt incense, to wear an ephod before me? Did I give unto the house of thy father all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel? That was enough. Because all the meat, everything that are coming, it was there. Because they were not supposed to walk, but the gifts are come, There are some for the Lord you offer to him. There are some for you to eat and live a good life. But they decide to abandon that and do something different. But now, when it came to that of Samuel, the children did what was not good. And the children of Israel decided to now say, we are going to request for a king. We don't want your children. You were a good judge, Samuel, but your children, they are not. Because they were taking bribes, they were doing things contrary to the teachings of Moses. And that is why they started asking for king. Now, the king God gave to them, Saul did not perform well, then God gave them David. But let's check the life of David. David, as a man of war, was victorious and they were bringing victory to the whole nation. But something happened again. When he's supposed to be in the war front, because the captain and all of that were in the war front, but he was home. The particular day, he was strolling on the roof of his house and he saw a beautiful woman. Now something happened to him. Now, you saw that woman. It was enough for you to just stop there. Oh, Lord, help me. I will tell you my own personal testimony. One day, I was in my guava tree in my father's house, because I planted fruits all over the place. Suddenly, as I was there harvesting, here come my stepmother. I said, I'm here. Because that is what happened over there. When you don't have a company like the type of modern bathroom we have today. A Middle East is just something to cover around, maybe a square, nothing on the roof. That's what David saw. And this woman was beautiful to look upon. But he did not stop there. He made inquiry. They say it's Uriah's wife, your servant. That was enough for him to stop. And they say, fetch her for me. Do you know that thing brought trouble to David? He almost lost his kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, it's not about David now. He's coming to us through our cable. Hallelujah. Be careful what is going through your eye gates. When it goes there, this is a camera. It will record there in your brain. And your judgment, if it's not in line with the word of God, you become perverted. That is what happened to so many. And this type of thing is happening in the body of Christ today. So they are addicted to pornography. No, that is not good for consumption. It cannot be clean by doing that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This church, we are holy people. But there are some people, they cannot do without that. Because I do car service. I see someone will come from, there was one that came from Australia one day, was telling me to take him to a hookah. I don't know what that means. I said, well, you are asking the wrong person. I can't take it to any hookah. Another one, he said, do you know what? I spent $6,000 just taking half naked lady. And he's complaining to me. Did I carry him there? I'm only just, when you put on your Uber, I pick you up. I don't know what you are up to or what you went somewhere. You went somewhere to do something. That's not my business. But I'm saying this, that it's a problem in the society, but it should not be a problem to a believer. Amen? When I used to clean in those days, I came across a book a magazine said Penthouse. I regretted looking at it. I said, this is really Penthouse. Penthouse is not good for you. Playboy magazine is not good for you. Amen? But quiet, because it's a problem in the society. I'll give you a testimony. It's not a good one. There was a young man that was later executed. Ted Bundy. Remember? That he made that young man to become a monster. Who rape ladies and kill them. It was true. He said he saw it in the trash can. And he started looking and he became addicted to that type of thing. And that evil spirit entered. Became a monster. God can deliver whosoever is listening who want to be delivered. Amen. Hallelujah. God can deliver whosoever is in alternative lifestyle. All power belongs to Jesus Christ. Because evil spirits are behind the kind of lifestyle. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. I need to try and round up. Now, there's something I said I will share with you. This is, I'm bringing this to a close now. This is concerning Abraham. Genesis chapter 18, verse 18. Abraham. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Next verse, please. For I know him. See what God is saying? God calling those things we be not as though they were. I know you. You are going to raise up your children where? That's what he's saying about Abraham. I know him that he will command his children and his household after him. And they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. Say amen. So shall it be in my family. Amen. You will train your children. Because when he said command, he said train. You are teaching your children today. You are schooling them. That reminds me of a scripture. Let us read the scripture. I will throw more light to it. There is Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18, verse 21. Have you heard about Superbook? Superbook is good for children. Say just cartoon in the Bible. You can use it to train your children, your babies. Because they are telling stories with pictures. It was put together by 700 Club. Now let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18. We're seeing Genesis there. Okay, thank you. Therefore shall ye lay all these my words in your heart, store it up in your spirit by meditating on the word of God day and night. Day and night. When you do it, you make your way prosperous. You be of good success. And he says, lay them in your heart and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be a frontlet between your eyes. The next verse, and ye shall teach them. I believe it's written in your Bible like that. Ye shall teach them, your children. Don't just leave the teaching to only to Sunday school teacher. You teach your children the Bible. Speaking of the word of God, why? When you seated in the house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Hallelujah. Teach your children. Take opportunity. Any opportunity that will arise, use it to teach your children the Bible. While you are driving, tell stories from the Bible. Now, there's something I've, in reading the Bible, discovered about these children of Israel. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel in particular, how did that young man know how to cook? When they serve, supposed to be eating in the king's table, they said, no, give us, is it, what they call it? The beans? Now, he said not to eat all those things. To him, it's junk. But the real thing that he was taught is the real thing that will nourish the body. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Teach your children how to cook. Mothers, don't say they're too young. Bring them, ask them to help you to cut vegetable. By doing that, a time will come. These children will be teaching their own classmates. My wife said, she will give you a good testimony. I asked my son one day, I said, if your wife is not doing well, will you cook for your wife? He said, Daddy, what is wrong with that? I've seen you cooking for us. I can't cook for my wife. Brothers, can we cook for our wives? It's not hard to cook. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because if you teach your children, a time will come, they can teach their classmates how to cook. Of what use when your daughter will marry, will not know how to cook? Is that not a shame on your own part? Hello? Hello? Because they are not going to be with you forever. A time will come, they will marry. They need to know how to cook. We Africans, we cook our own food. Going from one place, carrying plate to buy food, we are not trained that way. Is that true? We are not trained that way. We don't live in Lagos. Because Lagos, early in the morning, you see people carrying plates, going from one place to buy food. No. There are some tribes, they don't do that. They are trained. They cook their own food. Food you cook will nourish your body. Amen? Food you go somewhere to buy, if you don't know how they cook it, you are eating junk. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, there's something about those children. Because they were nothing like Bible like this in those days. How come those children, like Joseph, Daniel, they were able to survive? They were practicing the things they were taught by their parents. We have Bibles or different translations. We have Bibles and a phone. So we have no excuse. We are taking our children along to heaven. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Whatsoever the enemy is planning, we reject it in the name of Jesus Christ. Even in our home country, they say there's a protest now going on. It might graduate to something different. We pray the Lord God will overthrow the plans of the enemy in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. The plans that the enemy has for this nation, we destroy it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll come against the power of darkness that are harassing in this country, that are causing different crises. Even the one they are predicting that it will happen after election or before election. Father, today we stand. Church, let's arise. Let's stand. Lord, that they are predicting, that people are saying is there will be rioting, there will be fighting. Father, we cancel it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because your word says, whatsoever we bind here on earth will be bound there in heaven. That spirit of crisis, that spirit of upheaval, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, we dethrone your plans in this country. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh God, arise! and let all your enemies scatter in this nation in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. The plans of this manifesto of Karl Marx, we dethrone you in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not prosper in the university. You will not prosper in our homes. You will not prosper in our streets. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we call for your peace to reign. There will be harmony. Even between the two parties, Democrat and the Republican. It may look impossible. Let your spirit prevail. Oh God, let the spirit of prayer fall upon the White House and the state houses, that everybody will begin to gather together and pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. Amen. If you listen to me today, the Lord is speaking to you that you should turn your life back unto him. You are not of the world. Don't be destroyed with the world. Surrender your life. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for your word. Help us, Lord, to be doers of your word, not hearers only, so we'll be justified by you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have mercy, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.